Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, this is Deborah Bouffet. I'm your host of the Love by Intuition show and founder, owner of Dream Vision 7 radio network. I am solo today, and I'm bearing my soul about my own journey of healing and in the last 2 months, recent and going still. But before we get into that topic, I want to just share with everyone, if you're wondering where Tom Zuba is, he would ordinarily be with us the first Saturday of every month. And he's going through some things, and he will be back next month and every month afterwards. So I'm here in place, and we'll be talking about anything and everything around healing, which includes grief, because in a sense, when you're healing and letting go something, it is grief related. It may not be it may not be to the level of losing a partner or a child, but and knowing that from personal experience, it isn't at the same level, but it is a form of it. So I want to talk about what's been happening, and I really feel that we are all being asked to go deeper within ourselves, deeper into our cell memory, deeper than we've ever imagined before, especially the time is now, this year, 2012. And with that said, most of us hold cell memory experiences, some that we may not even be aware of consciously, but in our subconscious or in that cell memory, that's where it sits. And I'd like to describe a little bit about cell memory for those out there wondering what's the difference from a regular memory from cell memory. It's unlike the memory of your brain. It stores experiences, not just facts and figures. Experiences tend to be stored as impressions and are viewed from all senses, not just the visual. For example, the brain, when retrieving a memory, will most likely show you a picture or a list or a graphic. Cells, when retrieving a memory, will give you a body sensation, such as pain or tension or tingling, or you may be frozen with fear. You may also sense a fragrance, taste, sounds, or any combination of senses that held the imprint of the experience. And the best definition we found is Stephen Thayer's, founder of Integrated Energy Therapy. Every cell in our body has the ability to remember. Our cellular memory can store the memory of physical trauma like accidents, cuts, bruises, surgeries, or abuse. Emotional trauma like heartache, fear, guilt, and anger. And mental trauma that manifests in low self-esteem, unworthiness, worry, all that type of thing. When trauma is suppressed into the cellular memory, that energy can get stuck. which is what I'm going to speak of. And the problem with suppressed cellular memory is not only does it limit our ability to live freely and joyfully, but it also can support the body in developing physical illness. So that gives you a good idea of those out there that may wonder. And if you wonder why I'm bearing my soul, it's actually a way for healing everyone out there. You may hear something that I have shared that will touch a pain body, as Eckhart Tolle uses that term, that will start your process or will elevate you to another level, another plateau of healing. And in all honesty, when we share about our own journey, we're healing ourselves as well. And I really felt the need that this show would be about healing. Now, for those out there, I would like to reiterate, as I have done in the past, that I believe that we choose from a higher perspective now, not from the human condition, but from a higher perspective, we choose our parents, we choose our journey, we choose our lessons, and we have to remember that our parents did the same. They chose their journeys, our children have, and all of it is really, everything is teaching us about love, from the purest form of love, a depth of love that we may not have known before. And if we are open to it, we have a vast opportunity to learn so much about ourselves, so much about others, the planet, how to save it, how to elevate everything just by holding the vibration, and it starts with each of us. As we go in and heal ourselves, then we become that love vibration. And with every single person following that one individual, then collectively we get to a better place of living, a more joyful place, a more loving place, not only for ourselves naturally, and it all starts with us, because with anything, we cannot give it unless we hold it ourselves. And the other piece of it is that if we're judging someone, we're actually judging ourselves. If we hate someone, we're actually hating ourselves. And I've learned that on my journey. So much of my healing, and I should mention, whatever I share, take what resonates with you and leave the rest. I've ascended through many lessons of lives, within lives, with the life I am living. And I've arrived to the most glorious place of light vibrating within me. But still, with that said, I still had and probably will in the future have more healing to do. Much of the healing, as many of you know, have been around my childhood. I had a tumultuous childhood, and a lot happened in that time. And I've healed many layers of it, but some of it was hiding. And then I've done a lot, an enormous amount of healing around my parents and my wonderful husband, and I say wonderful because I've actually been married when I was young, when I was just 19, 20 years old. And that's a piece of the healing that has erupted or bubbled up, as I would say, into what I've been healing now. So all this time I've thought I've done, and I did. I've been a good student, and I've done so much healing around the childhood, the parents, and my husband that has passed. And even when Tom and I do the shows, we're healing. And I've done an enormous amount of healing just talking about my late husband. So it's all good. But within my cell memory, I was hiding pain. I was hiding shame and unworthiness. And I would like to say that I think just about every single human being in this universe have held pain, shame, and unworthiness at one time or another in their life. And if you think you haven't, because I used to say, well, what would I be in shame of? But then once you start paying attention to the messages that are coming through and different things happening, you're like, oh my gosh, even though I have been living from a place of love in everything that I do with Dream Vision 7 Station, the business, everything comes from a place of love and constant God consciousness. And I've even gone as far as saying that God runs the business. And yet with all that said, our souls continue to learn and grow and heal. So what started all this new healing was the movie Hugo. I don't know why, but I was drawn to go see that movie. And this was actually a couple months ago. And in that movie, there was one of the, in the subway area or whatever that, in Paris where everything was taking place, there was a gentleman that had a brace on his leg. And when I saw that, I got a twinge. And I was like, well, that's interesting that that would give me a twinge at this day and time. And then from there, I started reading, as you probably all know, we have Book of the Month, and so I have the opportunity to read so many glorious books. And I read The Invisible Child with Laura Meyer, and I was just taken by that invisible child, and it was all about the cell memory of what we hold. And when I was a child, I actually wore a brace on my leg and a cast at night, and I was at Children's Hospital in Boston regularly, and it was something that was embarrassing. I held shame and unworthiness around that. And my parents, they didn't realize what they were doing, but they were very, as much as the kids at school would be making fun of me and putting me down, my parents did the same, not realizing what it would do to a child. So part of my whole being on this earth is to know love and to teach it, because I didn't feel the love as a child. But as you all probably know and are well aware, I feel the love and teach the love now. But yet, I hid that part of me, and I did the best I could in my adult life to hide it. And I would never speak of it, not to my family, not to my children, not to my siblings. I never spoke of it. And there were challenging times, but I still chose not to speak of it because I was hiding, and I was still feeling the shame and the unworthiness. So that is part of what is happening. And then, as I've spoken at times, I was also molested at age 5, and I didn't look completely at that. And through all these things of this unworthiness, this shame and pain and hate, my kidneys started bleeding 12 years ago. And there was a piece that started that bleeding, and I know what it was. It was another component. If I was to share with you, there's been six pieces of healing I have been doing all at the same time. And what happened is my first child got married 12 years ago. And because I know what it's all about, and what happened was I wasn't the kind of mother that would tell the kids they need to go to college to be a doctor or this or that, but I leaned on the kids to do things with, to have conversations, and I put my whole life into my children when my husband passed. They were young, you know, they were 12 and a half, 14, and 16 and a half, so I had this huge responsibility, and I didn't want to live, yet I did because of them, and so I put my life into the kids. When my youngest daughter, she was the first one that got married, when she got married, that's when my kidney actually started bleeding 2 weeks before. And that stems from abandonment. And when you think about it, abandonment was with my mom because she left. My abandonment followed through with my wonderful husband that was killed in an accident. And then again, abandonment came up when the girls got married. And then I had to find my way. I had to heal myself and could not and would not. I didn't want them to feel obligated that they had to be a part of my life on a daily basis. So it's interesting how the different things come up. But I knew about that abandonment, and then I connected the dots when my youngest one got married. So that was a piece that I needed to heal. And there's more that I want to share after the break, but I want to stop for a moment, and I want to share with you about an enormous, amazing, phenomenal thing that has happened to one of our guests. Linda Lambert Pestana was a guest back last year at this time. I think it was May. And she is a former sister at one of the churches and locally, and she shared her story, and it was picked up by the OWN network. And when I say OWN, that's Oprah's network. And she is going to be on Our America, Lisa Ling of the Oprah Network, June 17th. Now, for Massachusetts, it's 10 to 11 p.m. on June 17th. And for those out there, just check your local channels as to when it will be on. And the name of it is The Brides of Christ is the name of the topic. And it's kind of like, I know Our America, it's kind of like shock names, but it does bring you in, and it's a beautiful story of Linda and her journey of healing and her life and the lessons that she has learned. So I want to make sure that we shared that. Again, it's June 17th. It's 10 to 11 p.m. in Massachusetts. Check your own channel stations for your local. And it's the OWN network, Oprah's network, Our America with Lisa Ling. And they're showcasing women who have been nuns. And our Linda Lambert Pestana will be sharing her story. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to leave the numbers until the last segment because I want to share more in depth of what I've been experiencing. And then towards the end of the show, I'd like to share with you the different things that I've been doing that resonated for me to get to a place of healing all of these things. So for those of you that are out there with different illnesses or disease or just having a challenging time, again, I feel really we are called upon to go in deeper and deeper, all to come to a beautiful place of peace within, joy in our lives, and love within, love for ourselves unconditionally, so that at that time when we love ourselves so much, we can love others, and then we want to serve and help each other. We'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
have a charity you'd like to help by raising money? Having a fundraising gold party is a fun, unique way to accomplish just that. It's as easy as inviting friends, relatives, and neighbors to bring their gold and or sterling silver jewelry they'd like to sell. They don't have to buy anything. It's the reverse. The attendee receives a check for their jewelry, and the organization receives 15% of the proceeds on the day of the event. The Party of Gold Company is women-owned and Better Business Bureau accredited. Since we have no overhead, our prices are better than jewelers. Have a fundraiser for auxiliaries, committees, schools, baseball leagues, churches, and nonprofit foundations. For more details or to book your fundraiser, call Deborah Bove, Gold Specialist, at 508-431-1959. That's 508-431-1959. Or Deborah B. at partyofgold.com. Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
You have an appointment with the angels. At My Crystal Angel Show, the angel therapist Livia Jepson will present a fun and lighthearted hour with the company of the angels. Livia and friends will help you to connect with your angels, answer questions from Facebook, and perform angel healing to all the listeners. The first half of this show will be performed in English, the second half in Portuguese. My Crystal Angel Show is every fourth Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Bove at 508-226-1723. Or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Everyone, you're going to hear the music, so much magnificence in between the breaks. I love that song. It's Deborah Premal and Mitten, and it just lights one up just listening to it. And while I'm at it, you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston. And for those of you that have just tuned in, maybe for the first time, our station has a different model. We're a Boston-based internet, holistic internet radio station, and ourselves, Dream Vision 7 is. And then we do our shows with Revolution Boston for all the people that need to listen by turning the dial. And then we also are syndicated with a couple other internet radio stations, and we have iTunes where you can download and all of that to your iPhone. And if you're listening today on our station, you'll hear divine music, much of what I've shared about so much magnificence. We play divine music on Saturday and Sundays while we're doing our live shows with Revolution Boston. And then Monday through Friday, we have all our host shows 24/7. And everything is right on our site, Dream Visions, all one word, with an S on the end, the number 7, radio.com. And we're all here to serve. I mean, that's what Dream Vision 7 is, just here to help and serve and heal the planet. So we're talking about the journey that I have been experiencing the last couple of months. And I'm sharing so that someone out there may hear and learn something or take something within. And I'm all about feeling we're ascending to a higher vibration these days by going deep within, deeper than we've ever gone, to heal ourselves. And it's all about to freedom where there are no limitations whatsoever. And what's been happening these last couple of months, or even a couple weeks before I went to see the movie Hugo, everywhere I was seeing things that would come up would be freedom, limitation, and those were the words that were bubbling up. And now I know what it's all about. And the limitation for me was thinking small and feeling the unworthiness in my cell memory that was still there that I had not released, and feeling limited because of my leg when I was a young girl, and even now. But I've learned to love every piece of me, every little cell, and really have done a good job lately. I've been on my knees. I've actually been on my knees and just had no hope. And then the hope would arise, and I would gather myself up and go further. So I want to talk about the hate, because if you were to ask me if I hated anyone, I'd be saying, of course not. That's not who I am. That's not my core. But as I mentioned earlier in the show, I was married at 19 years old, and I chose that person, again, from a higher perspective. He was on his journey, I was on mine, and I chose him. And it was a classic domestic violence experience where everything from physical to mental to emotional, and the emotional piece really came from my childhood of feeling unworthy and not valued. So it made sense that I would continue the process so that I would come to know and have those lessons and learn to release and grow my soul. So what I did do, and this has all come back, how this started, I should say, because it's almost, I find it almost comical the way things happen. First it was the movie. What happened is I was gifted tickets to go hear a band. Actually, they said it was a play, but it was a band. I didn't know it was a band till I arrived there. But it was a cover band for Frankie Valli. Well, going back to that early marriage, that person sang Frankie Valli songs all the time. And so I avoided that whole era because it was painful, and I hated it. At that time, I hated the color purple because it was during that time. So as I left that era, I took that pain with me. And I have to say what happened was I still got hit, abused, and all when I was pregnant. And when that happened, I know the day and the time where it was. It was actually I was in the tub, in the shower. And at that moment, I made a conscious choice, even though I wasn't awakened to a higher purpose, I made a conscious choice that I was going to leave that person because I accepted being hit for myself, but I was not going to accept my child to be hit and abused. So I said at that moment, I was going to leave to myself. And so what happened in my naive way, I decided the only way I was going to be able to leave that marriage at 20 years old with a six-week-old daughter and no place to go was to start hating the person. And I hated him. I said I hated him. I even went as far as saying that if he got hit by a car, it wouldn't bother me. And just saying that now, when I love everyone and everything, and I send him love, but I was 20 at that time. But I was holding that in my cell memory, not realizing what it was doing. And on top of that, what came to me was my daughter was growing inside me while I was holding that hate. So imagine what that would bring to an unborn child. And her journey now is part of my healing today in these last 2 months. That's another whole story. But and in a good place. It's all goodness. It is all goodness. What I have realized is in my heart and in myself, I have held that hate for that person. So I got to work and started going within. And how I do for those out there, and no excuses about taking the time because this is your life. This is my life. This is your life. And are we going to live it half done or half living, or are we going to live to our fullest ability, to our fullest capacity? And with that fullest capacity is the love and the joy and the higher plateau of unconditional love and the light and the lightness and the freedom and the freedom of limitation. All of that comes with it. And it's a glorious, glorious feeling. And the gift, the beautiful gift is that your illness, my bleeding kidneys stopped. I know I still have work to do, but your illness goes away. It can go away when you are in the fullness of your healing work and you leave no stone unturned. And it's a choice because I'm very busy. I could work round the clock and still not have enough time, but I've taken the time. I've even taken hours off to lay in bed, to sit there quietly on my favorite bench so that I could hear these messages, so that I could start my healing process. So I have sent my first husband through the airwaves, through radio, obviously, today, and through sitting quietly with my palms open, connecting to my highest self, my God self inside. And that's another thing, we're not separate. There's no separation. We're all together. And everything, as I hated him, I was hating myself. And I still had the capacity to love my wonderful husband unconditionally. I would have died for him. That's how much I loved him. And for my children. However, I still held that hate, and it was bubbling up into something that wasn't healthy for me. And so here I am, sharing it with you. And with that, I have released, and again, and after the break, and the next segment, I'll share the different things that I've done that have worked for me. And I've got like 100 of them, but I'll share a few. But with palms up and high, and feeling your heart, breathing deeply, and listening to you breathing. Listen. You can hear yourselves. You can hear your body inside. You can hear. You can feel everything. And when you go in and retake that hate, embrace it, and thank it for showing you, and then releasing. Now, for the human being that's not conscious, to wrap your mind around that, to wrap your heart around that, it's hard to do. I'm speaking of from a higher perspective. And when you live in constant God consciousness, you look at everything differently. You say, okay, what is this bringing me? What is this showing me? What is my lesson here? How can I solve this? I can solve it with God. What would God do? What would he think? I've asked that for years. What would you do? And when you ask that, or ask Buddha, ask whoever, but for me, I ask God and the highest God, what would you do? And when you open yourself up like that, which I did, I had said, bring it on, God, bring it all on. And then when more things started happening, I said, okay, well, just give it all to me. And it was overwhelming, and that's why I was on my knees. And who knows, I could be on my knees again. But with that said, I'm lighter and I'm happier. And I'm joyful, and I'm elated, and we'll see what comes down the pike. So what I did was I released all that hate from my heart and from my soul memory, and I released the shame of being molested and being uncomfortable at that time, not knowing what was really happening at five. I've released the unworthiness, unworthy of anything good, unworthy for wonderful things to happen, unworthy for the abundance to flow. All of that I've released. I've released the hidden child with the brace on the leg. I've released everything that I could possibly know, and the abandonment from all the times that's huge. And I know many people do experience that when their kids move on to college, or even before that, when they start hanging out with their friends. It's an adjustment. And if you're a single parent, it hits you really deeply. And that is that feeling of abandonment. So all this can be healed by recognizing what you're feeling. And I embraced. I said yes to that foolish Frankie Valli concert. And I smiled while I was there, knowing that I was there for a purpose, that I was there to heal. I was there to say, okay, Deborah, yes, I'm saying yes to this. I'm saying yes to that. I'm ready to heal. So I'm going to take a moment now. We're going to take our break. I'd like to give out my website. It's lovebybyintuition.com. I'm a reconnective and the reconnection certified practitioner. You can learn more about that on the site. My site, Love by Intuition, is all about love, the path to your inner power. It's love, 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 people. When people do heinous crimes, when people do wrong things, when people are angry and nasty, they're crying out for love, just like a little child cries out for love when they act up just to get the attention. We're here for love, everyone. We're here for love. Back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The reconnective healing spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Horses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Psychic Java with Susan Peters is pouring you a cup of enlightenment. Listen to Psychic Java every first and second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. This show will bring about spiritual healing, a catalyst to lead you to your own healing abilities. Call in, ask questions, and receive answers, or share your experiences and views. This program is part of the Dream Visions 7 radio network. Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose, with esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkydanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you or what the next best step is for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, an extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, and teacher. Hear your answers every first and third Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Deborah Beauvais of the Love by Intuition Show, and that's so much magnificence with Deborah Premal and Mitten, and it's all about the magnificence is from the ocean, and that's one of the things that I used to do when I used to have a corporate type of job in sales, and I used to have to leave sometimes, and I would go to the drive down to Narragansett Beach and walk the beach, whether it was winter, summer, fall, and it was such a healing piece. And so I love that song, which I didn't know back then. I don't know if it was even created back then. We're talking about my journey of healing in the last couple of months, and what's important is to get to those glories, to get to that feeling of light and wonder and joy of life every day. We have to do the inner work. We have to do the healing work. And all of that needs to be done in learning to love ourselves, which is so important, and to learn to love ourselves. And then once we get rid of all that stuff, all that limitation, then we can walk to that freedom of joy. And that's what is on the other side of all of this, is the feeling of freedom, and freedom to deal with everything in a positive, loving way. And it's just amazing to have that beauty. Some things that I have found that really help, as I mentioned, palms out, sitting quietly, laying in bed, crying. We need to cry. We need to release in that way, and it's okay. It's okay. Some of the other things, I'll actually visualize in a bubble someone I want to send love to. Maybe they haven't been nice and they need the love, so I'll visualize them in a bubble and circle it with purple and blue and a ring of golden light around it, and off it goes. And hold the love in your heart while you're creating the bubble. One of the things that Dr. Jean Schweitzer has shared is actually when you're letting go, because you have to go into the past and release, but then you have to let go to get to the freedom and leave your past behind you and live in the present moment. And I want to do another show just about the present moment. And when I talk about that present moment, I'm talking of knowing every thought that is passing through your mind at this moment, and checking to see, is it a judgment thought? Is it a thought against yourself? Is it a thought to someone else? Is it a negative thought? Is it a hurtful thought? Is it a derogatory thought? Or is it a positive thought? And checking that. And the other thing is, when you notice that you are thinking of something in a negative way and you're feeling a little twinge of pain, recognize it and then make a conscious choice that you're going to replace that pain with a positive feeling of love, and it will just kind of dissolve it. It might take a few times, but it will dissolve. It doesn't take years. It'll dissolve if you're earnestly coming from your heart to want to do that. You have to want to do it, not just say, I'll try it. You have to be there and do it. But that is key, noticing those thoughts which come in that present moment and exchanging the pain for love and recognizing what that pain is. And you may have to go further into the healing like I have in the last couple of months. The other thing is getting back to Dr. Jean. I mentioned about letting go, and then I went on to my own, but what she has talked about is, you know, and I hold my arms up and my palms up, and I'm standing and I'm recognizing abandonment, shame, limitation, bitterness, resentment, uncomfortableness from when I was five, and I choose to say, I'm letting you go, I'm letting you go, and I swing my arms behind me and walk down the hallway of your home, at your job, outside, and as you're walking, your arms are behind you, and you open up your heart, and you're filled with love, and feel that love and that freedom. Feel it. And every time you do that, you can recapture that higher level of love and energy. And I love that. That's from Dr. Jean Schweitzer. You can find all, you know, every book that I mentioned on our book page or one of our hosts. Another is Dr. Linda DeKoff. I love her book, Bridge of the Gods. It's there to purchase on our book page. It is a handbook for ascending humanity. It is a golden pathway, as she has said, to the highest God self, and it is. And it's, I've read it again, pick it up. All her words, her beautiful, beautiful words she chooses, they bring you up. So even if you read a chapter, a paragraph, it brings you up. I love her book. And I'll have her back in July. That's when her book will be Book of the Month. The other thing, bless everything. Bless the food that you're putting in your mouth. Bless the food that goes in the refrigerator. Bless what happens, even if it's negative. It's showing you a lesson. Bless someone that isn't very nice. Bless everything. Bless the mattress. I need a new mattress, but I have a mattress. I'm blessing that mattress. Bless everything and everyone. And then I have a couple of minutes. And so one of the things I love is the I Am Presence. I have pulled different pieces of everything. I love the Return to Love. I love Course in Miracles. Do I follow it all? No, but I picked and chose what resonated with me, and I take it in my healing repertoire of every day. Every day, people, every day, constant God consciousness. With the I Am Presence, one of my favorites is, I am the presence commanding a gigantic ascended miracle of perfection to come out of every situation through divine love. I say that often when something comes up or something is needed. I am the presence commanding a gigantic ascended miracle of perfection to come out of every situation through divine love. And that's it in a nutshell. Everything is love. And so for this last minute and a half, I just want you to just know that I am coming from a place of love in everything I do, business and all. If there's someone out there that has a small business, a large business, a medium business, and you want to align with a station that is coming from a place of love, a foundation of love, call and let us know. We have all kinds of ways that you can participate, from spending $40 to a couple thousand dollars. But I just want everyone to know this is everything that I am. Love, love, love. And I'm sending every bit of love out to each and every one of you. This show will re-air Tuesday on Dream Vision 7, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can catch it through the other stations. We'll probably play it a couple of times on Dream Vision 7. And with all of that, I'm blessing everyone out there. Have a glorious Sunday, a glorious evening, and listen to this again so you can take in what resonates with you, add it to your repertoire, find your way, and then come to that glorious place of love and heal. Heal whatever is happening with you now, whatever illness, whatever disease, whatever challenge, heal it now. Until next week, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.